Hey everybody, welcome back to the Bitch and Brainstorm podcast. I'm your host, Elaine Turso, and I'm here with my girl, Sharon. Sharon is going to be a guest at the Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit happening on January 17, 2024. And Sharon is going to come and talk to us about goals and how important they are, but more importantly, how to set them, how to follow through with them, all of the things that we need. So, Ms. Sharon, can you introduce yourself for the people that don't have the pleasure of knowing you?
Absolutely. First of all, thank you so much, Elaine. This is such an awesome opportunity, and I'm glad to be in your circle. Okay, I am Sharon Ringer. I am not only the founder of I'm Possible Women's Empowerment Collaborative, but this coming March is going to be my 1 year anniversary that I am the editor in chief of the Possible Woman magazine as well. And basically, my mission is to empower women to live their best lives, both personally and professionally. And I want to be that conduit, that resource, that way of helping them figure all of that out. I am not the guru, but I know enough to be dangerous.
I love that. Girl, that's my new motto. I love that. That speaks to my soul right there. Not a yeah. I love that. Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about what do you think some of the biggest mistakes business owners make when it comes to setting goals for themselves in their business or their personal lives?
So when we look at goals, I mean it's kind of like when I was looking at I was at an event the other day and they were talking about resolution, right? And resolutions are nothing more than hope, that it's going to get done. And then when we, so during the conversation that was going on, they were talking about, setting goals, and this girl got really flustered because she goes, it's still very overwhelming because of having to set goals. And what we don't understand is goals is nothing more than just a plan. And I'm a faith girl with a potty mouth, right? And it's like the Bible says, Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision and make it plain, right? Write it down. And it's like a plan. What is the quote? A plan without, no, I always forget the quote when I'm ready to use it. If you fail to plan, your plan will fail. That's what it is. If you fail to plan, your plan will fail. So whether it is planning your kids' lunch, whether it is planning a vacation for your family, whether it is planning an event for your business. At the end of the day, every one of those plans, there are goals in order to work through that. And if we could get our minds wrapped around that concept, as opposed to thinking that it's some esoteric, grandiose thing that we need to do, everything we do when we get up in the morning, we plan to brush our teeth. God hope we do. But it's still a goal that has to be accomplished, right? So we need to take the nastiness out of goal setting, because it's not about creating something that is so far-fetched that it can't be attained. Everything is step by step.
That's really truly all it is, right? It's just a
Yes.
step-by-step plan of how are you going to get there.
Right.
Can you share with us a little bit about being in alignment with your goals? Like, how do you know if you're in alignment? How do you get to be in alignment with your goals?
So I'll tell you a little story. It's like, it was so funny because I wanted to do, I always do things extra. You and I were talking about that earlier. Like, I love Paris and everything is Paris. I wanted to do a vision wall. And because I don't do vision boards. Well, now I have to because I'm in an apartment, but I had a vision wall that was literally probably, I want to say, 8 feet wide and probably 6 feet tall in my office, right? And I had all of these things that I wanted to get done. But what had happened was I was in a transition stage in my life where I was kind of getting to the point where I didn't want to do weddings too much anymore. And I saw that what I really wanted to step into was getting more into women's empowerment. And I'm working on planning this event for it. That was like the launch of what I do now. And what was funny was I'm like, God, if you want me to do this women's empowerment thing, you got to take weddings off my heart, because I can't do both. And when I tell you, before that, I would cry at a wedding if it was a cartoon. Like, I was just an emotional mess. I know it's sad. It is so sad. But it what was funny was when that happened, it was just like, And then my kid's like, Mom, I'm getting married. Oh, okay. You need Mom to get you a DJ, because that's what I got. And he had told me years prior, he's like, I don't ever want you to plan my wedding, Mom. I want you to be my mom. So when he said that, I went diva mode on that. Like, I had a clothes change for my son's wedding. And it was a short wedding, but I had a skirt over a dress. I had designed the whole thing. One of my members at the time was a seamstress. I literally designed the dress. She made it. And when the ceremony was over, I ran in the bathroom, snatched that skirt off, and came out with the dress. And people were like, whoa. So I literally like was done.
Yeah.
And I didn't help, no offense, but I didn't help clean up. I was over the wedding stuff.
Yeah.
So now I put on my vision board. I wanted to make so much in weddings. And when I tell you 70%, because I had 10 things that there was this thing that I think it's Brian Tracy has you do the 10-30. You write your top 10 goals down for 30 days straight.
Okay.
Right. And you can't look back and you have to write it down. Well, the things that I had that were wedding, I didn't make one red cent. Not one. And I closed out literally right before. No, I had one wedding after my conference. I had one still on the books and I was done. I didn't want to do anything else. I'm done.
That's how I felt when I decided to let go of being a photographer. I just came, it just was like a lightning bolt. And I was like,
Right?
I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. This is not bringing me joy. And I just decided
Exactly.
that I was done. And it was the scariest thing ever because I was going to go into uncharted territory and I was going to, how can I help other people with their businesses? Right. And then all of a
Right.
sudden, I'm like, ah.
But let me ask you, didn't everything from that point just kind of, and I
It
mean,
fell
I
into
don't mean
place.
perfectly, but it just fell into your lap.
Yeah,
Like
it
it
did.
just happens. And even though
Yeah.
there are going to be trials and tribulations and snafus,
Yep.
those snafus are just meant to grow you in the business,
Yeah.
but you're still, things are still falling into place better when you're not trying to force it.
Right. Everything that happened, happened by design. It was all meant to be. And I can say, I retired in 2019 and I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. Like
Absolutely.
you just kind of wake up and you're just gonna go, oh my God, like I'm in my sweet spot. I am in my zone of genius. I am doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And that took a lot of goal planning. It took a lot
That
of
piece right there, yes.
working through the shit, the mindset, all of the other things. I needed help. I needed support because I was scared and I knew that I couldn't accomplish these big goals by myself.
Exactly.
And we're not supposed to. That's the other
No.
thing I learned. We're not supposed to go through this journey of entrepreneurship by ourselves.
Any
We
of it.
need
I mean, think about
support.
parenting. I mean, I
Yeah.
understand that there are single parents, and
Yes.
there's nothing wrong with that, and because that happens. My mom was a single parent, and there was an article that was just done on me talking about my mom being a single parent. So there's nothing wrong with it. But at the end of the day,
Yeah.
whatever we're doing in life is not meant to be alone. We
Right.
need to be in community.
Yes, 100 fucking percent. I couldn't agree with you more. I can't agree with you more. So, can you give us some advice on, say, somebody maybe is goal curious? Maybe they haven't really, they're afraid of goals. And I hear this all the time with other entrepreneurs because I do goal setting monthly in my community. And I hear people say, I don't like to set goals. I don't like to set goals. And I'm like, but why? And so I'm wondering for someone who maybe is afraid of goals or thinks that goals don't apply to them, can you give us some advice on maybe how to get started in a way that maybe doesn't feel so overwhelming or scary or I'm going to fail? I think that's the thing. Maybe they're afraid of failure and so they don't set goals because then they can't fail, which I don't actually believe in, by the way. I don't believe in failure.
So, and here's the thing, I do, and here's why. How do you measure success if you don't have the downfalls in life? So we have to, I mean, how many light bulbs did it take for him to get it right one time? So he failed, what, 1,000 times? So it's okay. Failure is not meant to be, the definition around failure is so negative. And if we could embrace the challenges and the obstacles that we should face in order to grow, because we cannot have growth without those challenges. I mean, think about it. A baby walking. Okay, when they first get here, yeah, they're just little shitty, little smelly little boogers, but they're so cute. And when you put baby oil on them, they do smell better. A little bit of powder, you know. I digress. But then they crawl. And then when they finally figure it out, they start pulling themselves up. But none of that happens unless they try. And then they start to walk. And guess what? When they walk, the first step, after that first step, guess what they do? They fall down. They fail. They need to fail in order to grow. So that's the first piece around it, is wrapping your head, your mindset around what you define and the limiting beliefs and the things that have been fed into you, because there's always that chatter. And a lot of times, what do they say? 80% of what's going on in our heads is stuff that has been fed to us.
Yeah, the broken record.
So we need to work on the 20% that we know is our responsibility. You know, and again, the 80-20 rule, right? So work on the mindset first, and then work on setting smaller goals. Because as you get used to the momentum of things going right, then you can stretch and go a little further. So many times we try to do goals that are so big, it's kind of like, yeah, I want to make $1 million by the end of the year. You haven't done a doggone thing to make 1 million pennies. So let's first get through, you know, maybe $10
Let's
first.
be
Like,
realistic here.
yeah, let's be realistic with these goals. So while yes, you're starting your business and you're looking to get out there and you're looking to try to grow, but you're afraid you're going to fail, take baby steps. Because I guarantee you, Richard Branson was not with dyslexia was not great his first time. I mean, we get nervous about, I don't want to speak in public because if I do, I'm going to sound like an idiot. Do you think Tony Robbins didn't sound like an idiot when he first got started? He only did one movie, Shallow Hell, because he did not. I personally didn't think that he was that great of an actor in it. And he knew his sweet, but he gave it a try. You know, Gary Vee, another one. He started out in a wine library, and now look at this guy. We have to take the step to do it. And it's the bottom line is feel the fear and do it anyway. So that word fear, false evidence appearing real, it's like face everything and rise. Like just do it and do it with the fear.
You can do hard things, right? Like it is,
Yeah.
yeah, you can do hard things.
I mean,
So,
girl, I gotta tell you, when I got pregnant and I was like, oh my God, it was a great thing. I'm gonna have a baby. And one night I woke up in a cold sweat. Oh my God. I'm
What am I
having
gonna
a
do?
freaking kid, and how the hell is he coming out? I literally freaked out. I was having all kinds of issues. And I think I conjured up how I had my kid because I was having so many issues. I was afraid. And I wound up having a C-section, but it was one of those of where it's like your first time driving a car. I mean, think about it. So it's like so I always say, go back to the simple things that you did accomplish. And look at those because you're okay today. But you did it. You know? So that's the advice that I give people when they're really struggling with, you know, working out the goals. And just talk to yourself. And I have mantras that, and it's like I have it literally up here because as we start to life and death lie in the power of the tongue. What we think, we speak, and what we speak, we become. So there's that, was it Henry Ford? Whether you think you can or you think you can't, at the end of the day, you are so right. So why not speak it over yourself? And so mine is like, you know, I'm the most powerful I've ever been. I am walking into the wealthiest and healthiest version of myself. Everything I desire is on its way because everything I desire is already mine. I welcome abundance in all its forms, including money. Money is a tool that I use for good. Money is attracted to me. And when I tell you money is attracted to me, I have it even in, I'm not playing. I have $100,000 sitting right here on my desk. Now, granted, it's play money, but the thing is, money is attracted to me and it flows to me with ease. There's nothing blocking the abundance of money coming into my life right now. I vibrate energy and abundance. We have to claim. We have to speak this over ourselves. And the more we start to say these things to ourselves, the more our body and our energy, because we are walking energy.
Yeah.
So our bodies will start to receive it differently, we'll start to think differently, and we'll start to move differently.
Yeah, I love that. Well, I am super excited to have you as one of our panelists at the summit. Can you give people a little taste of what they can expect to hear from you at the summit during your 5 minutes?
You get to hear how I really flubbed it up and figured it out.
I can't wait. And then Sharon also provided some amazing additional content where she's going to dive deeper into goal setting with you. So thank you so much for sharing that with everybody, with our VIP guests. So if you have not yet gotten your tickets, I don't know what you're waiting for the cost of a pizza being delivered to your house, you can come and learn some amazing things
Absolutely.
from our speakers and figure out how to apply them into your business, not just learn, but actually implement them. And we'll work on setting some goals to help you get there. So thank you so much, Sharon, for coming to hang out with me. It's always a pleasure. And we'll see you guys at the summit.
Bye.
Bye.